Some students and parents in the Mercer Island School District were upset this week to hear that the game of tag is no longer allowed. District officials say they will allow tag again once new rules have been established, but it won't be tag as it's traditionally been played. KUOW's education reporter Ann Dornfeld has been looking into how this fits into the bigger picture of structured school recess. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Jeannie.
So why is Mercer Island School District changing how tag is played?
Superintendent Gary Plano says there have been problems recently when games of tag turned ugly.
Well, it stems from some unfortunate situations that occurred in the last school year, particularly around the playing of tag, where students perceived a tag was either felt or not felt, that then de-escalated into a fight where we had students injured.
Well, what are kids saying about this change?
Well, I spoke to kids from Lake Ridge Elementary yesterday, and they were frustrated that their favorite recess game had been taken away. I should add that when I spoke to them, they had not been told the tag would return in a modified format. Coy Hounsell is in fifth grade at Lake Ridge Elementary. He says tag is a major part of recess at his school, and not just regular old you're it tag like you and I played. There are a lot of flavors of tag at each school. And at Lake Ridge, there are four popular variants.
And they've taken away all types of tag. Infection tag, freeze tag, just regular tag, and hot lava monster.
Yeah, you're trying not to laugh, right?
Yeah,
super, super cute. I mean, I remember freeze tag, but yeah, they're getting really creative with tag. Coy says he doesn't understand the concern about tag. He says he rarely sees conflicts arise around the game.
I've only seen it like once or twice, and that can be resolved between the students. And I think it's kind of strange that people are getting hurt doing tag, because I don't think that's possible. I've only seen people getting their feelings hurt because maybe they feel like they're being left out, but that's easily resolved by the kids playing tag.
Of course, anytime you have kids sprinting around, chasing each other and trying to touch each other, someone can and often will get hurt at least a little bit. I watched a game of tag yesterday where there was, in fact, a minor injury, but just typical playground stuff.
Well, what are parents saying about this?
Kelsey Joyce is Coy's mom, and she also has a second grader at Lake Ridge. Joyce says that she understands the district's concerns about safety, but she really values the unstructured playtime that recess provides and the ability for kids to make up their own games and make up their own rules.
Obviously, I'm concerned about my children's and all the children's physical and emotional well-being. There is some amount of risk in everything, emotional and physical. I don't see tag as a huge contributor to that. You know, I've had friends have kids break their arms on the monkey bars. My own son broke his leg at the Island Park playground. And those weren't tag-related injuries, and that's okay. You know, we can't put our children in bubble wrap and eliminate all risk and eliminate all fun.
Now, the district released a statement yesterday addressing this, says the Mercer Island School District and school teams have recently revisited expectations for student behavior to address student safety. This means while at play, especially during recess and unstructured time, students are expected to keep their hands to themselves. The rationale behind this is to ensure the physical and emotional safety of all students. But it's not immediately clear what it means for students to keep their hands to themselves at recess. Of course, there are so many playground games that involve touching each other, not really keeping your hands to yourself, but, you know, consensual, like pushing someone on the swings or playing those, remember those slapping games, Miss Mary, Mac. You know, there's Duck, Duck, Goose, there's baseball, you know, touch someone.
There's Red Rover, there are all these games.
Red Rover, exactly. There are so many games, but so far tag is apparently the only game that's really been targeted that has been tagged out.
Well, how does the Mercer Island School District plan to make tag, all flavors of tag, as we learned earlier, how do they plan to make it safe?
Superintendent Plano says they are creating a sort of no-touch version of tag to minimize injuries.
What we're trying to do is promote recess, which is unstructured play for children, that is supervised, that is safe, that gives students some options, and we want to teach students how to play games like a game of tag, except that we're planning to replace the push in the game of tag with a flag, similar to flag football.
And Superintendent Plano says that tag will be reallowed as soon as students have been re-educated about how to play it, and also as soon as the flags arrive at the schools in the mail.
Well, how does this change to the classic game of tag using flags, for example? How does that reflect what's happening to recess across the country?
There's a lot of attention being paid to issues of bullying and discipline at recess. I've reported extensively over the years about recess being taken away at Seattle schools, often as a reaction to conflicts that can arise on the playground and the discipline issues that can result. What a lot of schools are doing is creating more structured recess. That can mean school-wide rules, like in Mercer Island, about how games are played and or how conflicts are resolved. But of course, with more rules also comes more supervision requirements. There have to be more enforcers out there, and that can be tough for districts to afford more playground supervision. Also, potentially less resolution among students. Some schools have created recesses that look more like a sort of PE class outdoors with maybe different games that kids can choose from, but not the same kind of free time that you and I experienced when we were kids. There's concern among some pediatricians and child development experts, though, that more structured recess is removing the free playtime that kids need during the day, times when they decide what to play, how to play it, or even whether to play.
KUOW education reporter Ann Dornfeld, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For more on TAG, David Hyde talked with Jonathan Blasher. Blasher is the executive director for the Pacific Northwest region of a nonprofit called Playworks. And he says it's understandable some schools would move to ban TAG, but it's not clear that's the best long-term approach or even a trend.
We've seen some schools that are bringing more TAG back into school and are sort of going the opposite way of the no hand, you know, hands to yourself. What we teach is just some basic things around like butterfly fingers and butterfly tags. So how do you do appropriate touching?
What's butterfly fingers?
Right. So you outstretch your hand out. Everyone can put your hand out. You flutter your fingers kind of like a butterfly and tag yourself on the shoulder and tag yourself on the arm. And that's what we talk about. Here's an appropriate way to touch. So we have them tag on the shoulders, arms, and upper back and talk about why don't we not tag on the head or on the chest or on the legs because it's not safe.
Got it. You're not whapping the other kid on the head.
Exactly. So, like, and they practice with themselves first, then tag a neighbor, and then start by having the kids walk and talk about boundaries of where we're playing, and you just build on it.
But you could see some parents saying, what's the big deal? No tag. Who cares?
Yeah, I think that you could, and that's well within their rights and understandable. I think that there's also this tremendous opportunity that a game like tag, you ask a kid to go run a mile or go get fit, they're going to roll their eyes at you. You say, hey, you want to play Cookie Monster tag or you want to play Band-Aid tag? And they'll say, yeah. And you run around, you can get such a great workout through that. You also can learn how to do conflict resolution. If someone tags you, how do you know if they tag you? Do you do rock, paper, scissors? Or how do you have spatial awareness? And how you can be creative with thinking of different tag games? It doesn't require a lot of equipment. You can go anywhere and do it. You can make it modified for people that are maybe wheelchair-bound or have some other, you know, movement challenges. It crosses language barriers. It's universal. It's magical. It's powerful. And if you set it up in a right way that's safe, they're going to want to play. And who wouldn't want something like that?
Cookie Monster Tag. Jonathan Blasher is with Playworks. That's a nonprofit that emphasizes the importance of play and recess and partners with schools, including some here in the Seattle area. He spoke with David Hyde about the new hands-to-yourself recess policy on Mercer Island.